Down the memory hole, Google hides autocomplete suggestions related to Trump assassination attempt. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 28, 2024. Google has hidden autocomplete suggestions related to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. By removing autocomplete suggestions, the masters of the world are trying to make it more difficult for users to access information about the attempt on Trump's life. This is just the latest act of election interference by the internet giant. Breitbart News tested Google's search bar on Sunday, finding that typing in the words assassination attempt resulted in autocomplete suggestions of Truman, Reagan, Fidel Castro, Slovakia, Bob Marley, Lenin, Gerald Ford, Teddy Roosevelt, Saudi Arabia, John Paul II, and Franklin Roosevelt. Taking it a step further by typing in assassination attempt Trump, omitting only the last letter of President Trump's surname, resulted in autocomplete suggestions of Truman, President Truman, and Harry Truman. Moreover, when users type in the full spelling, assassination attempt Trump, into Google's search bar, no autocomplete suggestions appear. Notably, President Trump survived an assassination attempt against him during his July 13 rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, after being shot in the ear by 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, who was laying prone with a rifle atop a roof less than 500 feet from the 45th president. Google is not the only entity shielding the public eye from what transpired in Butler. The mainstream media, including CNN and Washington Post, reacted to the assassination attempt by producing dubious headlines that read, "Trump speech interrupted by Secret Service. Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally. Trump escorted away after loud noises at PA. Rally, and Trump removed from stage after loud noises startles former president, crowd, among others." On Thursday, Newsweek published a false headline, titled, "Donald Trump might not have been shot after all," citing FBI Director Christopher Wray, who incorrectly stated, "There's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear." As Breitbart News reported, claims that Trump was not struck by a bullet are false. On Friday, Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, also a former White House physician for 14 years, released a memo providing an update on Trump's health. In his memo, Jackson also addressed Ray's erroneous statement. "There is absolutely no evidence that it was anything other than a bullet," Jackson wrote. "Congress should correct the record as confirmed by both the hospital and myself. Director Ray is wrong and inappropriate to suggest anything else. As for Google and its clandestine search bar results, this is not the first time the tech giant appears to be censoring election-related content." As Breitbart News reported last month, when searching for a candidate's name with presidential race 2024, Google returned results for President Joe Biden's campaign website at the top result, while President Trump's campaign website did not appear on the first page. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.